Yes, will Saanich be moving in the direction of banning gas-powered leaf blowers? Here to talk about it, I've got Teal Phelps Bandroff on the line with me. He is a Saanich resident, a researcher, and the guy behind a petition that was presented at Saanich Council asking for action on leaf blowers. And it looks like Saanich Council might be at least pursuing this to an extent with a motion on the table for the next meeting. Teal Phelps Bandroff, thank you for being here today.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, hope you're doing well.
Let's rewind to the Monday Saanich Council meeting. You brought this petition forward, signed by 544 residents of Saanich. Tell me how that went.
We may have to rewind a little bit further before that. So the petition started well before COVID, and we kind of got sidetracked by COVID. So it's been going on for about a year and a half now. And over the course of the time, we've been talking to not just people signing the petition, but to residents and people who work in the landscaping industry. But yeah, we put together a presentation with signatures for the petition, gave a short talk, and also the previous week, I also gave a presentation to the Healthy Saanich Committee. Sort of not just talking about just gas-powered leaf blowers, but exploring the issue of noise pollution in general. Hmm. It's one of those things that we too often ignore as a source of pollution that not only impacts the environment around us, but also our own personal health. You know, one of the impetuses, the driving force behind this petition and project was a friend of mine works in whale acoustics, and he had a new baby. And I'm sure anyone who's a new parent out there knows how disruptive it can be if something wakes up your child that you just spent 2 hours trying to get to sleep. And so he was complaining about this and how leaf blowers wake up his kid. I started doing research into the health impacts of noise pollution, and it kind of blew me away, and I can't unread that research. So noise pollution, it impairs sleep, it impairs cognitive function. It's been linked to health impacts like heart attack and cardiovascular disease, hypertension, mental disorders. And so once you kind of explore that, and that's just the noise pollution element of it, it really does kind of motivate you to take action to increase well-being and health in our communities.
So the petition was presented and well-received?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, so I presented the petition, and at that same meeting, the mayor presented a notice of motion to explore a phase-in approach for banning gas-powered leaf blowers in Saanich at the next strategic plan check-in at the end of the month.
Okay, so it's to explore it, but, you know, hey, that's some progress.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been kind of talking about when exploring this issue and noise pollution in general is Saanich's noise suppression ordinances, the noise bylaws, are really out of date. They were last amended in 1993. They are very much unenforceable in many parts. And so one of my hopes is that in addition to looking at just gas-powered leaf blowers, Saanich also explore just updating and reviewing its noise bylaws. So, for example, the City of Victoria has a noise map with different communities and different baseline noise levels. Saanich has bylaws that technically ban the operation of any piece of lawn maintenance equipment that isn't a lawn mower for more than 3 minutes. But, of course, that's not enforced because that would be unreasonable. So it's one of those aspects where not only am I hoping that Saanich step up and ban gas-powered leaf blowers, but also explore noise pollution in general.
Now, does this become a realistic idea because electric utilities like electric leaf blowers or, you know, all of the, I think most of the lawn and garden machinery that people can have in their homes for residential use are coming with better electric options now. Does that make this a more palatable thing? We can do away with the gas-powered leaf blower because you can get an electric one?
Absolutely does. Yeah, I mean, rakes have always existed and brooms, of course, but electric leaf blowers have really come a long way in the last few years. They can be 40 to 70% quieter and as much as 90% more efficient. They also don't have fuel, right? So, you know, once you've bought your leaf blower, you plug it in, and the cost of electricity is substantially lower than fuel. But there's also health impacts. So most leaf blowers out there operate on a two-stroke engine, and those are some of the most inefficient engines that are out there. Not only do they, you know, kick up dust that impacts the health of the operator, but they release a lot of pollutants. So there was a study done by the California EPA a few years ago, and they found that a two-stroke leaf blower operating for 1 hour produced the same amount of smog-forming pollutants as would a 2017 Toyota Camry driving 1,100 miles.
Whoa, hang on. Did you say 1,100 miles?
Yeah.
What?
There's another one here. Like, so a 2011 test of a Ford F-150 Raptor crew cab, they found that half hour of yard work in order to accommodate the hydrocarbon emissions. So we're not talking CO2, we're talking unburnt gasoline, which is a carcinogen and not good for operators. You would have to drive that Ford F-150 3,887 miles, which was basically from Texas to Alaska.
that's really shocking, those numbers.
Yeah, and you know, that's also the health of the worker, right? So the person who's operating that leaf blower, they're inhaling those fumes, they're receiving, you know, potentially, they should be wearing ear protection, but potentially unhealthy noise. And the dust is another one, right? You know, dust can from leaf blowers can exacerbate existing health conditions. But also, you know, that fine dust on the street, it's not just dirt, right? It's gas oils, it's animal droppings, pollen, fertilizers, brake lining dust, tire residue, and heavy metals. So, you know, if you're using a leaf blower or someone's using one near you, that dust is not good for you either. Now, fortunately, a lot of people are wearing masks these days, which is important for other reasons. But, you know, elevating that dust is also a problem. And I think the other thing that's worth underscoring is, you know, Saanich has committed to tackling climate change. They declared a climate emergency, and part of dealing with climate change is transitioning away from fossil fuels. So as you said, we have an alternative. There are electric, there are manual methods, and it's critical that we, you know, we really step up to tackle climate change. And that means taking lots of little steps and moving away from fossil fuels.
Now, I've found that often when municipalities do things like this, there's sort of stages of what a leaf blower ban might look like. And oftentimes it's the municipality deciding its own works yard and own public works crews will switch to battery powered, say, leaf blowers or whatever. It's not necessarily that they're banning the sale of gas powered leaf blowers or the use of gas powered leaf blowers. If you own one, they're not going to come and confiscate it, kind of thing. Is that sort of what would happen here, you think, or is there a way for the municipality to take a stronger stand against gas powered leaf blowers?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, we want the municipality stepping up and showing leadership, right? It would be unreasonable for Saanich to ban the residential and commercial use of gas-powered leaf blowers and not do so itself. Fortunately, I did some research before we launched the campaign, and fortunately, Saanich has a decent number of leaf blowers. There's 8 in recreation, there's 24 in public works, and 51 in parks, but the vast majority of those are gas-powered. But also, fortunately, they replace those every 5 to 7 years. So a phased-in approach is going to be, you know, good, easy for Saanich to implement, and I would assume that commercial operators would have similar timelines. But yeah, it's one of those things where the city has to step up, or the district has to step up, rather, and show leadership. Other places around North America and Canada have banned gas-powered leaf blowers. Entire municipalities have transitioned to electric fleets, and it's not an unreasonable thing to expect. And it's also a kind of a necessary thing to do in the time of climate change.
I'm talking to Teal Phelps Banderoff. He is a Saanich resident. He's a researcher, and he had this petition that, as you mentioned, you've been working on for some time, but it got presented to Saanich Council on Monday. It had 544 signatures about gas-powered leaf blowers. They want a ban on them. And the mayor did put a notice of motion forward saying they will discuss this further at the next Saanich Council meeting, look into ways to explore this topic. We'll see how it goes from there. Thank you so much for talking to us about the issue, and I'm sure we'll follow up on it as we move forward.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. Just encouraging people who have positions and opinions on this matter to reach out to Saanich Council. And also for folks who aren't in Saanich, your municipalities likely, you've also probably encountered noise pollution in your municipalities. So reach out to your municipalities, ask them what they're doing. I think one of the things we always forget, or we've kind of become more aware of during COVID, we're spending more time at home, we're working from home, and suddenly that annoying noise really does impact your work, your sleep, and your health. And so it's really important that we tackle noise pollution to improve well-being in our city.
Hey, until next time, thank you.
Good talking to you.